It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast where we keep celebrations on the down low when we score against our former clubs. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
Vishal, good result this week for Manchester United, obviously. Not the greatest of weeks for Merseyside, particularly the blue side of Merseyside. But that's one of the big results of a week where there were quite a few results. So probably we'll just take a quick look at the results and then get into what we want to talk about in terms of our main issue this week. So obviously the biggest result of the week was Chelsea 0, Arsenal 0. Lucky point for Arsenal? Not exactly lucky, but impressive point for Arsenal. Should have probably taken three, but came out with one. Not the worst case scenario.
They rolled very well, but a good result for Arsenal, actually.
Okay, and of course, another result, if we are talking about North London clubs, has to be Spurs, who could not break through the defence and end up with another 0-0 at Wembley. No wins in the Premier League at Wembley yet for Arsenal, Tottenham. And this is something, Vishal, we have talked about last season when we talked about how Spurs should look at this season, and their jinx at Wembley and their potential problems definitely featured in our discussions.
So one, like you correctly said, we pointed out late last season, it just move to Wembley will definitely come back to hurt Tottenham, because one, the turf is different, the size of the field is different, and it's something that they're struggling to cope with. And two, I definitely, there's a issue also here, there is something in the back of their mind, because you would ideally think that beating a Tottenham midweek at Wembley would boost their confidence, but Spurs be flat. And the biggest trump card in Spurs Arsenal has always been their fitness, where they would outrun you and outplay you by tackling. But on this field, I don't think they can really outrun or outplay anybody, and this is where they were caught out. They don't seem to. They really need to figure out how they're going to approach this this field in general, because maybe their old style of play might not work as effectively as Wembley. They turn it around.
And there is already a couple of points that we are pointed out last season in our Spurs special episode, that one thing we said, they would want to avoid a slow start to the season like last time, but unfortunately it seems to be the same slow start. And secondly, they've already dropped more points at Wembley in the Premier League than they did the entire of last season at White Hart Lane, which plainly shows you.
Exactly. So one thing that a large number of people need to keep in mind is that Spurs did finish second, because a large number of the top teams did play bad last season. So, while be it United, be it your Arsenal, be it your City, all of them did have a role in Spurs finishing second by just not being consistent enough. And by the way the season has started, I don't think they can expect that from the top teams this year. So, unless they really buck up now, I think if Spurs do not have a very good season or win something this year, this might be the season of implosion, where they might have a summer of training next year. So, we never know.
All right, so that will be something we'll be keeping our eyes out on. But finally, Vishal, we are now down to the hottest point of the week. And speaking of the week, this team had quite the week, because they pumped in 15 goals across three matches, one of them in the Champions League. Zero goals conceded. Admittedly, not against the strongest of opposition. They had a game against Liverpool last week. They probably got a little lucky that Liverpool did not really show up. But this is a Manchester City that definitely looks menacing. So the big question we're trying to answer here is, has Pep Guardiola finally found his bearings in the English game?
I would refuse to give everybody a big start. Two years back, Manchester City won their first big game of the season last year. In fact, when the first 10 games are beaten. So they are known to be great starters, but if we were in NBA, Shaquille O'Neal would be calling the squad song. Because one, not all of them seem to play. Large number of these players are new to England. and how they really are will come into test in the month of December when they are going to play a large number of games at the same time where normally they would be on a summer break, I mean a winter break. So
And incidentally, we did a similar episode exactly at a similar juncture last season when we, after the first 8 games, we said, okay, City are still unbeaten. Should we look at them as contenders? And incidentally, we were unwilling to get carried away back then as well, which turned out to be quite a prescient stand to take because we saw how they unraveled in the latter half of the season. But at the same time, having looked at them so far, again, it's a question of being tempted to get carried away by narratives, but having looked at them the way they have been so far, have you noticed any changes in Guardiola's approach in matches in terms of, has his understanding of the English game changed a little?
Really, that there is a difference that he's trying to add, but I still don't think he has a squad to really, you know, play the physical game. He still built a squad, he still built a Pep Guardiola squad. He's made a few signings from outside of England who's never really played in England. So I do not know how they will respond to, for example, let's say when they go up against United, how will they respond to having a Matic in midfield doing the dirty work, or against Chelsea or Kante or even a Bakayoko doing the dirty work. So that's something that City still don't have fixed. Their current dirty work players are still not great players, Fernando or Fernandinho. So I still think they can be out-muscled and outplayed, and physically I still think this is not a great team. So, and in England, physicality does matter quite a bit. So the tougher games come the later half of the season, I think the City squad can be out-muscled. Outplayed, difficult, but out-muscled for sure.
Okay, so essentially what we are concluding out here is that City still have that kick, can they do it on a cold, wet night in Stoke problem, which is still not really solved, and which is something you need to solve if you want to sort of
actually
be in the top echelon in the English Premier League. So that is one we will definitely be keeping an eye out on. And, of course, on the narratives of specifically a couple of North London clubs. To the Merseyside clubs, we'll come back sometime later in future episodes and we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, this Merseysider is firmly in the Klopp in situation because people are slightly getting carried away with a couple of stumbles from Klopp, but we'll have to see how that situation develops. Okay, so that's about all the time we have for this week. We will, of course, be available next week after the round of games, and we'll see how all that goes. In the meantime, you can find us on Audio Boom, go to our channel on Soccer Sense, or you can find us on any of the podcasting platforms that you use, whether it's Pocket Casts or iTunes or Stitcher, or you can visit our website, soccer-sense.madewithopinion.com. Or you can visit us on Twitter at SenseSoccer and send us any of your opinions, questions, or whatever else you may want to tell us. So that is about it for this week. This is Tariq along with Vishal.
Keep those players coming, guys. Keep those players coming.
Signing off from this week's Soccer Sense. And by the way, the prayers are meant for the red half of Manchester, just because this episode was about the blue half.
Yes,
do not confuse.
It's fucking both ends right now.
Because both clubs are on exactly identical records. Even goal difference can't separate them. And only thing that can separate is after you've spelled the name of the city, you know, just because one is City, they are the ones placed on top and the other is United. So only alphabetically separated for now. But we'll see how that goes. See you guys next week.